Hi, this is Bobby Klein. I'm the translator and the interpreter of the I Ching. This is a New Earth I Ching, easy to understand, easy to put to use. It's an oracle, 3,000 years of wisdom wrapped up in this. So sit back, take a breath. If you've got a question in your mind, ask it. If not, just hang in and you'll get some answers. And that's what this is all about. The I Ching, they say, is the book of change, and it is, but it's also the book of answers. All right. Tune in. Drop in. You're home. Yeah. Chaos has found me. From chaos, you cannot hide. Leading to creation. Yeah, we're talking about the Creator. Creator bringing that level of chaos that we got to let it stir us up and then go to the creative. But, you know, you try to hide from chaos, it ain't going to work. This has been, well, these times are wild, huh? Well, the hexagram today is right on the money. It is number 57, the gentle. Above and below is the gentle wind. The truth in your situation is hidden, and it is this truth that will remove the very real obstacles in your way. And then you are free. You know, these obstacles, they're attitudes, they're patterns that you or those around you have adopted. You know, a lot of that early teaching, or teaching from friends and tribe, they've created a curtain between you and the truth of the situation. So be gentle. When we seek the power of truth, it must be understood that this cannot be done with aggression or harsh words. Instead, we must proceed like the gentle wind, penetrating slowly and persistently. And that's what does it, right? That's what will do it. Stealth is the watchword. As the silence of the gentle is invoked, be steady, correct your actions. Yeah, look at the actions that you're in and just polish them up a bit. Correct. Make sure what you're saying is correct, what you're doing. And even changing up things in your life, you know, just changing up your practice, your hiking. It doesn't have to be a big change, but if you change it, it leaves more room for love to enter. This will build trust, and trust will not be achieved by raising the sword of control, manipulation, forcefulness, or criticism. Being correct, thoughtful, and consistent is necessary as you proceed towards your success. And if you wish to be understood yourself, that's where you are. Are you getting frustrated by the pace which your associates and friends are moving, whether it's business or in relationships? Just soften. Bend with the situation. Do not confuse gentleness with weakness. It's not that. You're simply adapting to the momentum of others, but with an attitude of correctness as you proceed toward your desired outcomes. As a steady, gentle wind bends a tree to its form, so will gentle persuasion soften the harshest attitudes. Yeah. In nature, a powerful and sudden wind can tear the landscape, stripping trees, uprooting them, moving rocks even. and it's powerful. And you can't control nature. You cannot control nature. You know, when you're dealing with mates, you know, relationships, or it might be with your health, harsh attitudes, words, or actions can cause destruction that may take eons to repair, and you pass them on. Take note of the lesson of the tree we see perched on the cliff above the sea, because it's made an artful adaptation to the wind. Dancing with the wind, it has remained strong, rooted, and beautiful. This is your mission now. Be the penetrating wind of truth, compassion, and strength. That's you. In this way, you will find others that will follow you on this gentle dance. Okay, I wrote some comments on the gentle on this one. You see, your situation, the situations that are in our face, it's balance. You got to find balance. First, achieve balance within yourself. Renew your practice, regular meditation, proper diet, exercise. These are important. If you remove obstacles to your success and accomplish your goal, you'll be free. You must be inwardly strong to be outwardly gentle. Listen to that one. You must be inwardly strong to be outwardly gentle. You'll need endurance to bring your dreams, your project, or relationships to fruition. The idea of the gentle, penetrating wind is an easy one to imagine. Your influence must be consistent. You cannot let up. You must be gently persuasive. Got it? Not controlling. Just be steady. You must continue with these small acts until the obstacles disappear, because it's not going to be done by yelling or raising your sword. Just little movements, right? And you'll see it, you know, and people won't notice it, that you're doing this. Stealth is the word here. And then the obstruction is gone, and the light in your situation is revealed. This is a much more powerful tactic than using force, coerciveness, or even anger. Tell no one they're wrong. Tell no one they're wrong, nor should you tell them you've caught them in a lie or an act of dishonor. This is only going to increase and feed the negativity. That created obstacle that gets in our way of freedom. If you attempt to remove obstruction or change behaviors with aggressive means, it's only going to get bigger. You know, if that monster's there, that's feeding the monster. You know, it will grow like when it first reared its head and caught you by surprise. Your mind can be reactive, and the ego, the judge, would have you raise the proverbial sword to slash away at the obstacle before you. Do not threaten or be coercive. That is the movement of the weak and the ineffective. Don't play that game. You must temper any such impulses. Instead, just slow down, moving at the same pace as those around you. Move slowly, persuasively and gently, but do move. You can't sit this one out. You must be alert and not stop the gentle penetration. Just as seasons persist year after year and they renew the cycle of life, so must you learn this sage example. to be persistent, enduring, and gentle. When a young dog is trained to relieve itself outside in the paper, it's not going to work to yell at the dog. When he misses or leaves a mess, don't yell at him. Being harsh is only going to raise the dog's fear and anxiety, and it's going to make things worse. Proper actions gently but firmly put the dog outside or on the paper over and over until it's learned this new behavior. The new behavior does not come about by just doing this once. You've got to repeat, be the gentle wind, right? And then it becomes a habit. You know, where I used to live in L.A., Echo Park, there was a small horse corral. I watched the horses being caught, being saddled, being ridden. If a rider's approach is sudden and harsh, the animal tries to run away and not be caught. But when I watch the more experienced riders catch their horses, they're gentle, slow, steady. The horse is then willing to be caught through such persistent gentleness. So, in your situation, gently repeat through words of action until the change is in place and the obstacle is removed. By being gentle, correct, and persistent, that's where you develop trust. And it's trust that brings continuing order. And ultimately, it leads to success. There's a teaching here. And the teaching that you learn from this is to move slowly and deliberately towards your goal. Be invisible, like the gentle wind, but never be harsh or give up. Be persistent with the strength of the steady, gentle wind. And, you know, it might be in a situation where a relationship is not working and, you know, somebody's really upset. And they are blaming. But just stay gentle. Stay set, steady. This is magic, right? And with all good magic, no one can really tell just how the result is achieved. They just know it was. It happened discreetly. This teaching to move slowly and deliberately, that's important right now. So be grateful for this gift. Counting your blessings is a powerful elixir for healing an agitated mind and heart that's sore. Be the wind. Let your love be as a warm, gentle wind and be returned, and you will be comforted. Yeah. Being gentle, that's when the muse shows up. Out of chaos comes creativity. That's what Mr. Jung said. You know, Carl Jung also said, that often we're caught in a situation and we're not aware of it. And unless we find, and it's disturbing, but unless you find a promising bypath, it's going to block you and going to block your life. So take, if you know, consider this. If a stream is rolling and a big rock, boulder, comes down and blocks the stream doesn't try to move the rock. It flows around it. So remember that and be gentle and be that beautiful, beautiful wind. Yeah, these are the times. My friend Kai Pacha, brilliant astrologer, is staying with me for a few days. And it's nice. Speak in the same language. You know, I just want to say, if you have not heard his wisdom in astrology, It's up on the web every week, and it's called For the Soul, Astrology for the Soul, the Pele Report. Well, I send you all the love that I could possibly muster down here at the 20th parallel. I'm going to be heading back up to the mountains in Massachusetts, get some work done, and open hearts. So be strong, be gentle, be love. So I say to you, in Lakesh Alakim, I am the other you. And I like it that way. Yes, I do. Namaste, y'all. Namaste, my sisters. Be gentle. Namaste, my brothers. Meet the gentleness with gentleness. Because you got to be strong inside to be gentle. In Lakesh, you are loved. No doubt about it. You are loved.